This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Anna Felina. Anna, did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I have a reputation for just really butchering people's names, so I'm so glad I got that right. Anna is one of the organizers of the North American Conference Confu, and Confu covers multiple technologies, PHP being one of them. Anna, I want to talk to you a little bit about that and give people a little information about conferences that they might be interested in. So I've got three questions for you. The first question, as someone who speaks at conferences, where do you find inspirations for your talks?
Well, I would say mostly day-to-day work. I mean, I see a lot of code. I write a lot of code. And it just comes from there. Also, some of atrocities that my geek friends tell me about, that's a source of inspiration to try and correct those. there's just so much inspiration out there. I could submit 100 topics, but I don't want to be mean to conference organizers, so I try to keep it, four or five.
Well, that's because you are a conference organizer and you've had to deal with the flood that comes in when you put in a call for papers. And I do understand that. Okay, great answer. Question number two. When you're organizing a conference, what is the hardest thing about organizing Confu?
Well, Confu is a non-for-profit conference, so there's probably a few things that are different in terms of what's hardest in a conference. I mean, in general, it's all about spreading the word, getting the information out about the call for speakers, the different price changes. We have special rates for limited durations. So it's very hard to reach out to everyone. I mean, there's people who live in Montreal and they've never heard of Confu before, or the PHP Quebec conference, which it used to be. As for the non-for-profit aspect, I mean, since none of the organizers get paid, it's very hard to find people who are willing to help or willing to sacrifice, work time, time with family. Not everybody wants to commit. So that would be the hardest part. And this is why we always keep a small core team for the organizers, people who are dedicated.
Well, as someone who has attended PHP Quebec conference, I've not been to Confu yet, but its predecessor, I know that you guys put on a great conference, and I want to thank you for all the work that you do on that, because it is a really great conference. Okay, number three. As a conference organizer, what do you look for in either speakers or talks? When you're looking at that call for papers and you've got that avalanche of talks in there, what makes one a speaker or a talk jump out to you?
Yeah, well, it's always very hard. I mean, we have to sacrifice a lot of great talks and great speakers. It's really hard for us. We got, about 500 proposals this year, and we had to select 150 or so. So we try to balance the content because it's a multi-technology conference. We have to try and get enough of everything, without one overwhelming the other. So balancing the different technologies, frameworks, tools. Then we look at the speakers as well. We try to get speakers who have some speaking experience, but we also go for less known speakers, and we try to renew every year so that we're not stuck with the same speakers year after year after year. Another thing we look at is at speakers who have the right attitude. Attitude is very important to us because we took a great risk when we started organizing Confu as a multi-technology conference. Not everybody is willing to present in such a context or is able to present in such a context. So we don't want people bashing on other technologies. And, it takes good karma for that. So it's also something we look at.
Excellent answer. Well, Anna, again, thank you for your time. Now, Confu, the website URL for that is what?
CONFOO.ca.
And that's coming up in March, I believe.
Yeah, starting at March 7th, there's 2 days of training. And then March 9th through 11th, we have the 3-day conference.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time. And thank you for everything you do for the PHP community.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.